Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as I said at the beginning, this is Mother's Day, and I came across some of those statements that say, you might be a mother if. You might be a mother if you have offered to cut up other people's food. You might be a mother if you've hidden in the bathroom just to have some alone time. You might be a mother if you've hoped that ketchup was a vegetable because it's the only thing that only vegetable your kids will eat. You might be a mother if on the way to church you spit on a handkerchief and wipe the egg off of your kid's face. I can identify with this one. You might be a mother if you've heard your mother's words coming out of your mouth. You might be a mother if you're no longer critical of how your mother raised you. You might be a mother if you've gone out for an evening with your husband and spent most of the time checking on your kids and worrying about them. You might be a mother if you have said more than once, I'm not cut out for this job, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. Today is the fourth Sunday in Easter, and that Sunday is always identified as Good Shepherd Sunday. Most of us today don't know much about shepherds or sheep, for that matter. Some time ago, my pericope group was discussing Good Shepherd Sunday, and we wondered who today might make the best example of a shepherd, the shepherd of that Jesus is talking about that was very common in Jesus' day. You see, shepherds care very deeply for their flock. They'll leave 99 to go find the one that has gone astray. Shepherds make sure that their flock is well fed and well nourished and has plenty of water. And they protect their sheep from the bad things in life. And they're constantly checking on their sheep to make sure that they are all present. And so as we discussed that concept of who today might be a good shepherd, we thought, well, perhaps the coach of a team might be a good shepherd example. Or perhaps teachers might be a good example. They have a little flock of kids that they teach. We've heard it said that pastors are shepherds because they are shepherding their congregation. One of the folks there actually suggested that a drill instructor might be a shepherd. My first thought was, who are you kidding? I had a Marine drill instructor when I was in AOCS. He did not seem like a shepherd to me. But then as I thought about it, number one, I remember his name, Gunnery Sergeant J.O. Walker. And number two, as I thought about it, he would be the first to be out there protecting his platoon and taking care of them and making sure that they were provided for. So perhaps a drill instructor would make a good idea, a good example of a shepherd. But then as I thought about it more and I thought about it being Mother's Day, it occurred to me that mothers might be a better example of a good shepherd. Mothers guard and protect their little flock of children. They make sure that their children have plenty to eat. They only take them to safe places and avoid danger at all costs. Mothers love their children, each one, more than anybody can measure. Mothers console their children when they fall and scrape their knees and scrape their elbows. Mothers are there for them. So, in fact, mothers might be the best example today of a shepherd. In each one of our texts for today, we hear words about shepherds and sheep, lambs and flocks. In the first reading, Paul is leaving Ephesus, and he and they know they may not see each other again, and he warns them that there are going to be people who will rise up against their little flock, and he tells them to be careful about that. In the epistle lesson today, God's people now in heaven are before the throne, and they're praising God, and they're saying, Jesus, they're serving Jesus the Lamb who was slain because God is now wiping away every tear from their eye. In the gospel lesson from John 10, Jesus is teaching in the temple. In the first half of that chapter, he spends time describing himself as the good shepherd. He describes how other shepherds will run in the face of danger because they are not the good shepherd. He says a good shepherd will die for his sheep. And the implication of him saying, I am the good shepherd, is that the Pharisees, the religious leaders of that time, were not good shepherds. And in fact, they were not. And so that statement aggravates the Pharisees, and they continue to be out to get him. They want to arrest him and get him out of the picture because he's taking away from their thunder, as it were. And so they ask Jesus a question to trap him. They say, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you were the Messiah, just come right out and tell us that. And Jesus looks at them and says, I've already told you. I've already shown you, but you don't believe. You don't believe because you are not part of my flock. You're not part of my group. And so you don't believe. Like some people today, the Pharisees turn a deaf ear to all of the good things that Jesus has done. We've read about all of the miracles that he did, the healing for people that he has done, the demons that he's driven out. And yet the Pharisees completely ignore that because they don't really want to believe. And then Jesus continues talking about his sheep and who his sheep are and who the Pharisees are not. He says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand because the Father has given them to me, and no one is greater than the Father, and no one can snatch them out of his hand. That verb that's translated as snatch means to remove forcibly, to use some sort of threat or some sort of power. And so Jesus' sheep are protected from being taken away from him, even when force is used. And then Jesus concludes his statement by saying, I and the Father are one. If you are one of Jesus' sheep, you belong to God the Father as well. Well, today is a far cry from the days when shepherds took their flocks out in the morning and brought them back in the evening. We don't see shepherds. They're not out there carrying little lambs around their neck. They're not out there helping sheep to get up when they get down and can't get up. The only shepherd that I've seen around lately is maybe a dog or a llama that's out there in a field with a flock of sheep that are surrounded by electric fence. But like the woolly sheep of Jesus' time, his sheep today still require a shepherd. We, as Jesus' sheep, tend to wander in search of something better. We look for greener pastures. We look for easy answers to those difficult why questions. We want someone to fix all our problems. And when they're not fixed and don't go away right away, we become dissatisfied. And when they continue, we tend to seek help from somebody who offers a ridiculously simple and unrealistic answer. And so what good news might there be in this text, this gospel lesson today, where Jesus talks about himself and his good shepherd? I believe there are some. I believe there's good news here for us. First of all, we are Jesus' sheep. He knows us, and when we hear his voice, we follow him. That relationship that he wants to have with us, that relationship that we have with him, is a personal and intimate relationship. And because that relationship is personal, it is eternal, because Jesus is eternal. And in that eternal relationship, no one can take us away from God or from Jesus, even by the use of force. And so we are forever secure in Jesus. In him we believe, in him we live forever. While it's true that there's a lot of tumult and confusion in this life, and we know that certainly things go wrong, yet Jesus tells us in the psalm for today that we shall not want. We don't need to want of anything, because our good shepherd is there providing for us. He provides all that we need. Our good shepherd leads us to safe places. He nourishes us with his word, and he gives rest to our souls through the sacraments. And even though the times that we walk through those darkest valleys of our lives, that psalm says we do not need to be afraid, because God is with us. He's there to comfort us, to protect us, and to help us. Because we are God's sheep, we will live in security and safety forever and for all eternity. And so we listen for the voice of our good shepherd, and we follow him, because in him is eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your faith and trust in our good shepherd. Amen.